There we go. And we're recording. Well, a part of this I'm going to cut out. This is for downstream to YouTube. You're fixing to get not too much right here. Making a little racket. Well, at least giants have risen that rather be right than popular in the ways of the world. Yeah, sword in hand they stood, making a little racket. And let me go over here and just follow through here just a little bit. In American Dissonance, right here at reallibertymedia.com. I'll provide the links for the YouTube video down below. If you want to listen, you're going to have to go to the reallibertymedia.com page and BitChute, because, hey, some of the words I'm going to say are going to inflame somebody listening over there on YouTube, and, we don't want to do that. Okay, so I'll just cut that part out. Or Grandpa will help me, that is, and we'll row right along with American Dissonance. This is Vincent Easley. I'm your host right here at Real Liberty Media Radio. Let me start that one again, reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz, where there's a chat room. You can join in over there into the conversation, discussion. Today is the 12th of March. Rights and Privileges is some of what I'll be discussing. And at the end, let me get over here. I'm going to be jumping around here. I think I went to the wrong place. I did. Well, I can't get there from here, as I say, up in Maine. Let me go back over there. The Bundy Ranch, I'm going to talk about some of that here. But that's going to come to the end, actually, towards the end, because you'll have a lot more of the paraphrased plagiarism to contend with before that. But towards the end, I'm going to get to Home on the Range, The Pioneer and the Painted Man. It's a setup for the takedown. Buy the ticket, take the ride. It's a raid on the Bundy Ranch, Range War, American Dissonance, Rights and Privileges, right here at reallibertymedia.com. And what matters? It's a ponder gander with me, Vinny. It matters how you stand. So let's take a walk in a wonder. A wander too, for a ponder gander, and let's look forward to where we're at today. Well, we look back right there with that song on vaccines. It's been a while coming here. Set up for the takedown. We'll go through all that as we go through in this a war of conscience. And there was a man. There was some men. And I am amongst many that come to say, no, not today. The government will give account for their actions. They are not master, but servant to we the people. I'm going to go check this level right here. Yes, we're going. Okay, good. And right up here at the top, I've got another thanks, damn Van Meter. Everyone has a point, even if you don't get it from a movie. And you are what you do, not what you say you do. Become the media and take back your future. Okay, this is a continuation. It's in progress. It's a fact-finding mission for a just war, a better chance at a better life. So celebrate those that give their time, energy, and possibly their lives to sustain your freedoms and safety. I have some ominous portends in this arduous journey in making every effort to fight the evil of the system. The Pioneer. We'll follow along this Pioneer. Well, I'll come back to you. That's a response to Joshua Martinez in being in two jurisdictions charged. Now, they've dropped some charges, but still the big one goes with the $1 million bond. Felon in possession. Hello, Donna. Thank you. It is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song that the siren till she transforms us into beasts. It is a part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty. We are disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes not see, and having ears not hear, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation, For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. And I say what he said, Patrick Henry. Helen Keller says, character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. A message to tyranny. Americans are not safe in their homes. This present menace comes from the government and its armed, bureaucraticized, corporatized, militarized mercenaries who are waging war on the last stronghold left to us as a free people. The sanctuary, the sanctity of our homes, the weapons of this particular war on our personal security and our freedoms include an abundance of laws that criminalize almost everything we do. A government that views our private property as its own. Militarized police who have been brainwashed into believing that they operate above the law. Courts that insulate police from charges of wrongdoing. Legislators that legitimize the government's usurpations of our rights. And a populace that is so ignorant of their rights and distractions by partisan politics as to be utterly incapable of standing up to the government overreaches, incursions, and power grabs. You have to be willingly ignorant of history not to know where all this goes. Paul Krugman said that in the New York Times. To be ignorant of what occurred before you were born is to remain always a child for what is the worth of human life unless it is woven into the life of our ancestors by the records of history. To be ignorant of history, Marcus said that way back sometime. Well, in 1858, Senate candidate Abraham Lincoln bars the line, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to destruction. Dissolution, that is, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Someone unknown, I never did track this down, and some of this stuff here, all this from the paraphrased plagiarists, will have no reference to where you can find it. And I'll have so many thanks along the way, said and unsaid, to those that helped contribute to this pondergander. A true king can walk among his people without fear of harm, but an evil ruler has to have an army to protect them. Here's something. Little by little, the old world crumbled, and not once did the king imagine that some of the pieces might fall upon him. Jennifer Donnelly, Revolution. Well, again to the hero victim and villain alert. Trouble is near. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. The painted man. A painted man, that's a picture of what we perceive. There's some good links here after I hit publish on this. Kind of just a little tie-ins and then some of the references here. Mud in your eye. This is peeled and pasted from the paraphrase plagiarist. Might makes right. It's the illusion of strength. How would you go about responding to this guy? Oh, and I even put it in there so I could remember how to say it right. I won't be able to do it. Yeah, this is a Thrasmasian position in Republic 1 and 2. That justice is the property of the stronger. Might makes right. How would you convince a bully that he or she is not just engaging in bullying behavior? I was going to go on beyond and reference some of the narcissistic behavior, but I was trying to find more specifically to how it's used in societal control, social engineering, government perceived authority that people give to them. And I really didn't nail down what I was looking for. Sure, Dr. George from UCY, sorry. He had some good stuff, and I found something else from Psychology Today, but not really what I was going for. Where am I at? There it is. Sometimes there's a reason to be afraid of the dark. Conquer your fear. That's from the Painted Man. It might be a different Painted Man because it's hard to know who you're talking about because all the pictures, it's so prettily painted. Sometimes the only way to ensure peace is to be ready to inflict harm upon those who would take it from you. Wow. That was said. In an undead diary, we sleep safely at night because rough men stand ready to visit violence upon those who would harm us, fellow friend and foe. Well, Orwell cited Kipling's phrase, making mock of uniforms, that guard you while you sleep safely. And you'll find more links in here. And further noted that Kipling's grasp of a function of who protects whom is very sound. He sees clearly that man can be highlighted, civilized, only when other men, inevitably less civilized, and are there to guard and feed them. Check them out, the brute. But it's savior of his country when the guns begin to shoot. And it's uphill battle. Let me just pause for a moment and come over here and check. Somebody's talking to me. Hello, hello. Over in Real Liberty Media. And let me go check. Okay. Yep, ping me there. Thank you, Magic Flash, the gas man. My foot, he's in Algeria. I'm sure there is Brother Vincent's voice and a woman's voice. Ah, did I sound like a girl to you? No. Where was I? Over here. With a cough, a frog. I caught a frog. Hold on. Pure clear water. I've got notes, and I've got also here on the R-Log, the Ponder Gander podcast page and all that it pertains. Here I was at an uphill battle. Yeah, reminded of John Brown's sacrifice. Says Harriet Tubman, he done more in dying than 100 men would in living. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Bob Marley, he said that. And there's a song, A Problem Child. I got that from Flash. He posted that the other day. And it fell right into this little line right here of what it is that I've been doing today. And I'll jump back over and check the chat. No, I don't. Okay, yeah, that's what it is. He's clicking buttons. Probably on the wrong thing. Somebody help him. Moose Girl, click the RLM.xyz. John fucking Bright. Oh, yeah, I was going to warn y'all. I was going to say the F word. And right there, right on cue, I started this out in the pre-tunication with, and not safe for work. I'll give you a minute. Hit pause. Okay. Fuck authority. Don't ever trust authority. Always snorting out lies and deceits. Got a link there. You can check out the lyrics. You can check out the YouTube. The plan for future plandemics is pure politics and impure science. That's where I got that from. Sure enough. It's the needle on the record, the points in the prick. A lot of pricks out there. Wrap your head around it. I come to the hiding place again. Hast thou not made a hedge about him, about his home, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Talking about Job. But where are we today, the Painted Man? Well, Chris LeDoux says in the ride, sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high, keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky, and live like you ain't afraid to die. And don't be scared. Just enjoy your ride. Gotta have meaning along the way, right? Coming to some wretched afflictions. Let me come back here. Somebody said my name over here. What was it? My food. down. Oh, here, I think I'm flashing over here. I'm easily distracted. Yes, I said easily. Oh, I got a list of those. I'm working on a list. It's the name in everybody's mouth. Yes. And all the tears came easily. All right, I'll stop. Wait, where was I? Yes, wretched afflictions. Wretched. And this is a report on tyranny. Wretched afflictions. That's a little patch of heaven. It is with a very heavy heart that I want to let those of you know who supported us in our fight to get our surface water back at our church camp. The battle is over. We lost. The Nevada state engineer ruled against us. Thank you all for the years of love and support. All I can say is justice was not served in this case. We love you and thank you, and your kindness and support will never be forgotten. In 2010, there's a link here. You come back to the Radio Log blog page. The Church's Oasis has the Church's Oasis changed when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service diverted a part of the same stream on nearby federal land. United States States Fish and Wildlife Service said the diversion was a part of a restoration project that could help out endangered fish. Range war, buy the ticket, take the ride. It's all part of it, taking the water. What is water? It's for fighting out west, at least, and whiskey's for drinking. To set up for the takedown. Claiming rights as privileges through the Taylor Grazing Act to the establishment of the Bureau of Land Management from the Department of Interior and into the Endangered Species Act. I'll come back to that, this historical evidence of where we're trading one form of slavery for another. So Clive and Bundy said, well, the chickens are coming home to roost. Ignorance of history and its price. Those who cannot learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's usually attributed to this guy, George Santayana. Harry Truman's version was. Let me try to back up just a minute. That guy, Santayana. That looks like a typo to me. Well, Harry Truman's version says, the only new thing in the world is the history we have not learned. And in the House of Commons in 1935, Winston Churchill observed that long, dismal catalog of the fruitlessness of experience and the confined unteachability of mankind went on foresight and willingness to act when action would be simple and effective. Lack of clear thinking, confusion of counsel, and I kind of ran that together. Unwillingness to act when action would be simple and effective. Lack of clear thinking, confusion of counsel until the emergency comes, until self-preservation strikes in jarring gong. These are the features which constitute the endless repetition of history. We can easily forgive a child, who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. I was said a long time ago, Plato did. Well, I see pieces and as through the some of the Pathfinder knowledge that I got from Behind the Woodshed. Thanks, Hal Anthony. Peace is settled in law and justice by restitution of the harm. Collusion, conspiracy, and conflict of interest permeate the justice system. And that's where we find this American dissonance. Now, I think I want to back up and include some of this into the recording for BitChute. I think. Should I? Or should I just run on out here? What time is it? Man, I was planning for an hour here. I run through it pretty fast. Well, I think I'll just run on here and leave some of that for the end. And let me give a little bit of these reflections, further reflections of making a racket. So I've said this, but I'm going to say it again. Giants have risen that rather be right than popular in the ways of the world. It matters how you stand. So let's take this walk and wonder. It's a world, in this world of give and take, there's not enough give what it takes. Let me pause for a moment. What'd you say? That was a notification. Oh, I'm in the wrong place to see it. What? Reflections. Yes, Grimner, there you are. I'm pausing as I'm reading. Oh, yeah. So, you're welcome, Sidani, to chat whatever topics you want in there. You're invited to the Real Liberty Media chat page over at rlmradio.xyz. Say what you want, or a bunch of anarchists or something like that. He wanted to talk about fish too, Moose Girl, and other things like that, whatever it may be. Anyways, let me come to the politic page. Okay. Okay, Chloe, that part, the not safe for work is over. Wait. Did I get it? until the end, that is. I'm back. Back with safe for work words. Yes, it's true. Some things offend people, and some things should not be said. Guard your words. Guard your words, I say. I should have stayed where I was at, because I was going to include some of that, matter of fact. I'll go back to it. I was catching up over here in Twitter notifications. There, good. It stayed in the same place. But that I think will follow. There's some information from the sheriff, Sky Reeve, over on Twitter. He's got almost 10,000 tweets. Where was I at? Making a racket. That's where I was at. It matters how you stand. Yes, in this world of give and take, there's not enough give what it takes. There is a conspiracy against mankind. It's some bit of a forced victimhood in so many ways, and many of us will see through this fanfare and fanaticism and endgame and this uphill battle from James Donner, Harper's Ferry, reenactment, run up that hill. It's not so easy as it looks, is it? Well, here's some pluckings from the paraphrased plagiarist. When you have something of great value, there are those that would take it from you, even to killing you. So this is a collection of societal reflections. Am I talking to myself? They say it's a remark of genius, but I'm not sure about that. Something wicked this way comes. Take cover. There is those ominous portents. I think that might even be a... what is that when you say the same thing twice? Well, let's hope it's not for us, but there is the sounds of change. Read the sign. Peace is settled in law. Restitution, not retaliation or retribution, restores the harm. We beat the drums and pound the piano, sounding out loudly, even out of key. You have to be willingly ignorant of history not to know where all this leads. Again, Paul Krugman. But remember, no plan survived first contact. Turn the page. So here I'm coming up to my notes on the Bundy Ranch standoff in under 5 minutes. Circle where you're listening later. If you're listening now, can I do it? Can I do it in under 5 minutes? Let me take a drink of water and think about it. Hold on. Wait for it. Okay. Well, I go again back to the Pioneer and the Painted Man for this. And this is like, I'd be able to do this real quick. Watch. The Pioneer. Growing up rough. Well, the Bundy family, they come about, they're in southern Nevada, in that strip over there, along the Arizona Strip, in 1877. It was an uninhabitable place, and only the ornery and the ignorant could ever be able to hope to survive. The Bunkerville area was dry. There was mountain on one side and mesa on the other, with springs in the mountains. Just little trickles that don't make it down to the floors of the desert without having the help of that pioneer that came along that first use and developed piping from the springs. It went down to tanks, and they made the desert bloom. Cattle, see, they can eat so much out there in the desert that's otherwise not utilized by any other creature, and it becomes less available because it's not grazed upon. But when cows browse, they it's like pruning a rose. You know, you get that fresh green come out. They poop on the ground. Would you believe that this whole thing started on the Bundy Ranch, this whole range war, that the cows out there was killing the tortoise? Nothing is farther from the truth. They came along, they developed fields along the Virgin River, and they diverted water for irrigation, and they fed the desert from everything from feed from the desert, that is, the brushes and fine grades, that is, and it was a boom to wildlife. I mean, from the lowly little doodle bug on up to the bighorn sheep and all the others. I include in the radio log of the link for 300 years. Let me see right here. I think I got it right back here. Where you at? 300 years of... I believe it's up here. Up here, where is it at? Wait. It's in the radio blog. It's further down. I went the wrong way. Yes. I'll find it. I didn't find it. Oh, boy. Hold on. There it is. I passed it 3 or 4 times. The historical evidence, 300 years of tortoise and cattle cohabitation. It's an early history of the desert tortoise in relation to cattle grazing from Vernon Bostick. Now, where was I? Yeah, oh, so the Bundys, you know, they end up in court in Oregon and in Las Vegas. Why? Well, we've got to ask, whose rights have been infringed here? And the deck is stacked in this political climate. They faced over 100 years after 20 rounds of court battles drawn into federal court in that stacked deck, basically from the sue and settle policies and suits from the folks over at the Center for Biological Diversity and others. What happened? We saw a buildup of a federal armies there. It was a buildup to the siege on the Bundys, besides all the other actions against others that happened throughout the last few decades that stem about from this extreme environmentalism. Well, they come along for a hard roundup in 2014, destroying water structure. I mean, went in there and tore this out. Why? Because you've got to prove up your water rights every 5 years or it reverts back. And who comes along and makes claim to the water? The Department of Interior, other Fed groups in there. That's what it, remember, water's for fighting. Well, when you got unlimited resources, let me back over here to this other page. $100 million spent on a sham prosecution, plus the Oregon trial. Ammon Bundy, through money of his own and donations, spent $634,000. That's over $500,000, pushing towards 750,000. It might as well be $1 million. I mean, when you start getting that, what's he involved now with? Involved with now, that is his People's Rights Network. He's not laid down after getting out of prison for almost 2 years, locked up with awaiting trial, not guilty of not even a misdemeanor. Well, let's see here. Excuse me. Yeah, so they destroyed this water structure and all that, and that's when things started happening. Am I going to do this in 5 minutes? I think I'm at 5 minutes. It might be 10 minutes. Circle, I tried. I really, really tried. There, I said it. Drunk on Power. Whiskey's for drinking. It seems like this it's a mighty powerful aphrodisiac for these people wanting to screw others around in the West. Well, the Fed file titles after season sources. Capping. They go in there and cap these springs off. They fence them off. Keep the folks out that's been using it. And what? What happens? They're killing. They're not present. This is not environmentalism. This is death to the desert. Undue obedience to survive is what it's been forced into. Snipers on the heels. Helpless and hopeless. That's where the Bundys were. Dave Bundy, he come along to film this, Crimes of the State, and he got a beat down. It was a protest pounder, a pounder protest. Well, kind of like Red Dawn is what they saw. MRAPs and helicopters. What happened? We see the danger of rule and the reality. It's moral force to secure good in the deteriorated system of the rule of law. Is it not? I believe it is. I almost did it in 5 minutes. I almost did it. See, I was going to play some more stuff into the record because I just felt like it should be. I'm going to pop through some notes here. Wait. I remember. Let me go back and do some more updating here. I am in Bundy. Where's he at? Now, and Josh Martinez, too. So some of his charges was dropped. Now, they were in Las Vegas Township Court and the District Court. See, I was thinking somewhere filed federal charges, but nonetheless, Josh is still in jail on a $1 million bail, felon in possession. I've got some questions about when was that picture taken of him with a sidearm up by the federal courthouse? Was that before or after the whole thing started back in 2017 during the first round of trials for the Bundys? Let me scroll up. What's Emin doing? So I think I almost did that in 5 minutes, summing up the Bundy Ranch standoff for your circle. But I'm going to continue on with a little bit more. So Emin, he's got charges up Idaho. Sometime back he entered into the House or the Senate there while they're trying to pass laws on this COVID restrictions and all this sort of thing. So anyways, he got some trespass, some other stuff, but so looks like Skyree says he can't actually see motions and so forth, so he has no idea, but he guess some local reporters will check into it if they haven't already. Let's see. So this is Beer Nuts Brannigan replied to Skyree. It appears that only one of these cases was dismissed. The other is still scheduled for trial starting Monday morning. The two cases were nearly identical, so probably makes sense to pursue only one. Well, that's how they do it, first of all, especially, man. You get in Fed charges, oh boy, superseding indictments, sealed indictments, all of that stuff. So here is, this is Sean Anderson, whom he refers to as Pork Chop. He doesn't want security in uniform. Now, Sean Anderson was in the Oregon standoff. He was one of the final four. He decided one night late not to stop for the police, and they chased him down, and he popped off his shotgun, and he got shot. And can't believe the miraculously that he lived through that, shot in the head. And, anyways, he's in jail. And again, he'd probably be there for a very, very long time if he ever gets out. Sean Anderson, he doesn't want security in uniform. So that's things like they did with Schaefer Cox. That is super huge presence of like, oh my God, he's so dangerous, you know. So that's prejudicial against the jury. I'm skipping through here some. Back up. Yeah, here it is. We're He had two cases, only one dismissed. And he calls them ammo. First offense, trespass, failure to depart, dismissed. Also dismissed was arrest and seizure. Let's see, arrest and seizures, resisting or obstructing officers. So I don't know, don't remember the what the other one charge is there. And here, post, so Emmons, he's about in Utah now, and he's doing, going about doing meetings and speaking to the people on the Pacific, or the People's Rights Network, and where Ammon calls and others call and come together if somebody's being oppressed, so that they can make a hedge about them. And that's what happened in Bunkerville of 2014, when the hundreds and into the thousands over time came there to stand in the gap, to be a buffer and a protection, reading and talking, a hedge of protection. I think I got through all these notes here that I was going for. Yeah, well, I'll continue with that, the hero story and redemption, and then at the end, at rest, well done. That's what we can hope for. Yeah, here, one of my, I'm just a little peanut in a row of Snickers. Yes, yes, yes. This is, yeah, I think I've read this, I'm certain I did, but there's reading again. In a chat, a chance for, at a better life. That's what we're doing, and celebrate those that give their time, energy, and possibly their lives. Freedom's not in there. I ripped this from somewhere. I think down from Adrian's Undead Diary. What are we fighting for? Freedoms and safety. Some people might confuse the two. Now, regardless of political motivations of whatever administration is in charge of your country at any given time, sometimes the only way to ensure peace is to be ready to inflict harm upon those who would take it from you. Now, these ain't my words. I'm not saying do that. Matter of fact, I go armed with my phone, my feet, and my voice, and a cardboard sign, big or small. We sleep safely at night because rough men stand ready to visit violence upon those who would harm us, fellow friend and foe. It's kind of scary, but listen, you know, we can see what I've read through here, reflection through history, how things can come about. And again, making a little racket. We're in a bad place in this world right now. It doesn't look good for the future. What's going to happen? Remember, we're motivated from the left and the right to come right down the middle. I'm a... Oh, boy, that's a lot of typing in there, my food. I couldn't hope to keep up with all that. Woo-wee. Hello, Donna. Thank you. Boy, he sure, yeah, that's it. That's some definite enrichment. I don't even sure he hears me. I think he's confused about which to click on to and listen, because I think he was here in a past cast. Now, where am I? Let me see here. Oh, yeah, this is where I am. So I shared a picture. Do I got to refresh to do this? I think I did. A picture from my back. I used it on the Twitter. But I want to read this note from the Bundy Ranch that went with this picture, which is on Twitter. I guess I didn't include this links into the radio log blog. Where are you? It's not showing up. Let me try it from over here. Yeah, Facebook is funny. Like YouTube, and they do all this censoring, so that's why we're going to just clip the first of this off for the YouTube, redirect the links back to the more friendly places, like right here at Real Liberty Media and BitChute. Well, I wonder what happened, why it didn't show up here. I'll have to, wait a minute, I'm going to have to go back over here to find it, to read it. But I know where it is. It's in my photos. I thought for sure. Well, maybe I just did it on Twitter, but there's not enough room for it to include all that information in there. Doggone. It could just be Facebook, too. So he did it. Anybody hear me when I was beating that badger with that song? There's some cool pictures over here on Facebook. There's the picture I was looking for. Yeah, some Madonna's artwork there on the Pandora's puzzle box. Way cool. Got another project going. I don't know. I'm going to follow that. If you're on Facebook, check out the network. See what Harry and Donna are doing. Mercies and Miracles. And this was from... thank you, dear. Mercies and Miracles. We could not let the day end without giving thanks. And I think I can mirror this well. And then we're going to have to go back to the Not Safe for Work, because I'm going to include that song about the system. A lot of people are saying that, have thought that. And some people are in jail for expressing similar thoughts. Memes. We must seize the means of production. A miracle occurred today at the federal courthouse in Las Vegas. It was a miracle brought about prayer by prayer, fasting, and good people never giving up. Each morning that court was in session, we had patriots arriving early and setting up banners and signs and proclaiming the innocence of Cliven and all the defendants. We had dedicated individuals who would regularly report on the proceedings of the court, keeping people all over the world updated on what was really happening in the courtroom. And we had you, individuals, who read and shared our posts with your friends and the media. You made sure that no one could forget. Thank you. We were blessed with thousands of people who reached into their own wallets, pocketbooks, and savings to send money. The contributions came in mostly were a few dollars. And we understood the sacrifice each person was making to stand with us. Thank you. We're also blessed with attorneys and staff that worked tirelessly to expose the truth and refuse to be bullied by the prosecuting attorney or intimidated by the judge. We are blessed with family and friends who, despite all the lies and propaganda, not only stood by us but held us up and sustained us when we needed the love and the support. Over the past 698 days, and this was a year or two ago, over the past 698 days, millions of prayers have been offered on behalf of our family. Your faith has sustained us. Your faith has sustained ours. Thank you. There are still innocent men in prison. We will not forget them. Our fight, not just our family, but our fight, in many ways, is just beginning. We humbly thank God for His mercy and today's miracle, Cliven and Carol Bundy. January 8th, 2018. That was the big day. Wow, that's already been over 3 years ago. My, how time flies. Wow. Amazing. I and others set the record Let me scroll this a little bit. Oh, I can see less. No, I want to see more. I and others set the record and counter to those that would be in charge of how the story ends. The Bundy Ranch Standoff and Trial Report, radio writing series by me, your host, Vincent Easley II. You can find me in many past casts and Artunications and paraphrased plagiarisms, all back through reallibertymedia.com/author/Vine. That Vine's for Vinny, the many Vinnies that I be, that's me. Well, I'm usually pretty good at timing this here. Thank you, Donna. Thanks for everybody for listening. What am I going to do? Wait, I ain't ready to just kick up out of here just yet. I don't even think that my food knows that how to listen in here. Can you hear me? Can he hear? Let me type it in. He's full of advice. Thank you, Donna. Yes, you can hear. I think they've gone. Might be. I don't know if anybody's chasing him. I'll take a few sentences if they're apropos. This is anti. Okay, what have I got? What have I got? Let's go this ominous portend. I still got some tabs open. Somebody just go look at them and close them out. Ominous. So I kind of think ominous portend is about the same thing. There's 13 synonyms of ominous from the Merriam-Webster thesaurus. And I don't like the way this thing scrolls. It's being or exhibiting an omen. Portentous. See? Portentous. I was just saying how them things is about the same thing, right? Foreboding or foreshadowing evil. Ooh. No, I just, right? But portents. So I didn't know how to spell that. Wait a minute, I do too. T-H-A-T. That's right. Yeah, examples of portend. There's a red sky in the morning. Red sky at night. No, that's not this long, is it? All right, let's close that one too. Close the sesame. Yeah, I think I run her all out. Did I go through all of that I was going to on Twitter? Pretty much. Okay, this comes now to the not safe for work. Chloe, I'm going to play a song with a cuss word to close this out. So let me give you a warning. We have given notification. That's what I did on my little piece of cardboard that Grimner helped me with and shrunk it down to the size of a press badge. It was for notification of intent and to identify myself. Hey, I'm not anonymous, so you don't have to. Okay, thanks, Chloe. We're going to play it. Here it goes, folks. We played it at the beginning, but maybe everybody wouldn't hear it. I like this song. Nothing I'm saying. Kill, kill, kill. Gotta silence some things in the right.
Don't ever trust authority. Pigs, parents, and our society. You got to play by your own set of rules. Fuck the law, fuck the law, fuck the law. Burn the fuse. Mr. Pigman, you are nothing. Nothing. Behind your fence, always snorting out lies and deceit. Pawn the way to your foreign society. Fuck authority, kill the president of seniority. Fuck authority. Behind judges' throne, I can't wait to see you die. You piece of puppet, property shit. You're nothing but a lie so full of shit.
something, you are nothing. It's all by the stagnating masses. I say it's time to say, fuck the law. Kill, 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 kill them motherfucking asses. Fuck authority, kill the president and seniority. Fuck authority, let's murder in society. Cause when I fall, because when I fall hard.
Thanks for listening, folks. Vince Easley right here. What Matters, Ponder, Gander, this series of American Dissonance. Tune in again next Friday at 12 noon Central Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. All times following will be Eastern Time. Tomorrow at 5, we've got the Redneck Dentist, a brand new show here at Real Liberty Media. Tune in Sundays beginning at noon for some Sunday blues and some trivia right here in the chat, rlmradio.xyz. Come on along, have some fun if you got fast fingers. That's followed by Hal Anthony, Behind the Woodshed, 3 p.m. That's noon o'clock on the left coast, y'all. Get down here for a can of whoop ass and get behind the woodshed. And not you, but take them there. After that, we've got the top, is it top 40? Yes, from Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. And Mondays, it's all connected, 2 p.m. Eastern. And back to, we'll skip a day. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern is Moose Girl and Grimner, their new show, Free Your Mind. And if you're looking for a spot, if you're a liberty-minded anarchal type, come on over here to Real Liberty Media. We've got a place for you. Thanks, Donna. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Chloe. Thanks to all you listening downstream, BitChute. Come back over to the Real Liberty Media page. It's included in the link. You can see a lot of my plagiarized, paraphrased plagiarisms and some links for others. Here's some more songs. Thanks, Grimner. And I'm going to stop the recording, and we'll see y'all next time.